Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 74 of Ask Pat. This is where I help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, today's sponsor is PersonalCapital.com. Personal Capital is a site that is completely free and secure that allows you to connect all your bank accounts, retirement accounts, all that good stuff, so you can see and get a snapshot of everything that's going on as far as your net worth is concerned. This is the one that I use to organize all that stuff. And what I love about it, well, there's a lot of things I love about it, but I love the interface. There's a lot of other similar solutions out there, but I love the interface of Personal Capital. And then I also love the way it notifies me when my attention is needed, from when I have bills to when my net worth goes down for whatever reason. I can go and check on those things. So if you go to personalcapital.com/askpat, you'll get the, that's my referral, which helps let them know that you came from here. And again, it's completely free. So check it out. Now, today's question comes from Andrew. So let's hear from Andrew right now.
What's up, Pat? This is Andrew from Orange County, California, and I blog at novicenich.com. Over the past year or so, I've discovered just how much I love blogging and online business. I've created a few sites of my own, and I've had a great time doing it. But my interest in most of the topics comes and goes, and I'm not always motivated to create more content. I've had to ask myself, what am I really passionate about? And I think I've found the answer. I'm passionate about blogging and online business. I read, listen, and follow anything I can on the topic. And I'd love sharing that information with anyone who will listen. My question is this. I know that the topic of online business is a crowded space, saturated with people trying to do what you do. Is there any hope of reaching an audience when you're up against powerhouses like ProBlogger, CopyBlogger, or of course, you? Love the podcast and everything you do. Keep up the good work.
Andrew, thank you so much for your question. We're actually really close together because I'm in San Diego, you're in Orange County. Maybe we can hook up and have a coffee sometime. That'd be awesome. Now, to address your question, I'm going to address it in terms of just getting into any crowded space, and then I'm going to go into the space of online business and entrepreneurship and blogging in general, which is where I'm in. So in terms of getting into an already crowded niche, I think you actually have an advantage. And this is for anybody out there, including you, Andrew, who is thinking about creating a business or starting a blog or something, or providing some solution in a space that already has those types of solutions. And the reason why I say it's okay to do this is and why you have an advantage is because those solutions might not be the right solutions right now. And a lot of people who are doing what they're doing right now are so in tuned with it that they're not seeing what it's like from a consumer point of view. So as somebody coming in, quote, late to the game, I feel that you have an advantage because you could see what it's like from the outside. You could see what solutions are being provided for that target audience. And also, if that target audience is yourself, that's even more helpful. And you can see what holes might be missing where you could provide something different to the table. And that's how you're able to understand what the exact needs are of a particular target market and then provide those solutions for them. Now, there are a lot of different examples and ways of going about doing that. I think first and foremost, you always have to bring something new to the table. No matter what niche you're getting into, you should always be bringing something new. And this is, for example, and this does go with your question, Andrew, going into the business and blogging space. A great example of this is Derek Halpern from socialtriggers.com, and even my site as well, smartpassiveincome.com. The reason I mentioned Derek is because he even later than me, he got into the space of online marketing. But he put his own spin into it, not just himself and his crazy New York type of attitude, but it was the position that he put in the market as far as his site. So his site was providing marketing advice, but in a way that was unique that hasn't been done there yet. So he was taking the approach of the person who was taking it the psychology angle, right? And he says, and you can read this on his about page, he talks about how he will read these really dense studies that comes from universities and, you know, stuff that not a regular person who is in the space is going to read. And he's going to connect the human brain and psychology to online business and marketing. And that was his position. And that's how socialtriggers.com, among some other marketing tactics that he used, grew so big so fast. Now, in my case, you know, smartpassiveincome.com talks about blogging and entrepreneurship and online business as well. It definitely was not the first one to do that too, but I put my own spin onto it, which was much different than what was out there back in 2008. I went the approach of just being the completely honest, authentic guy, which was who I was. I wasn't ever wanting to do the other thing, which everybody else was doing, which was just, you know, talking the talk and not really walking the walk, not sharing not only the wins but the failures. But, you know, there was all that, you know, nobody was doing the income reports and things like that. So I wanted to bring that to the table, and that really helped me in terms of getting really, really popular relatively fast. Now, you should also niche down. I think it's a good thing to do in any space is to niche down. So if you're going to enter a crowded niche, you can niche down. You're more likely to become an authority for that specific group of people in sort of a more general niche. So, for example, Mary Beth Strojahan from episode 105 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, which you can find at smartpassiveincome.com/session105. She's in the very competitive space of personal finance. There's a ton of people offering personal finance services and blogging about personal finance. Actually, the personal finance blogger arena was the first one I got very familiar with because those were the first blogs I've ever read. And there are really, really old, very wise blogs like getrichslowly.org and Simple Dollar and sites like that, which have been around forever. But here comes Mary Beth coming into the space. Well, she decided to target Gen Y, the people that are around my age, the 30 and a little above who are getting married now. And she talks about those specific things. So she has packages and advice available for people who are going through what people my age are doing. So she has, for example, advice for couples getting married or for couples having kids. I mean, it's perfect. So if you're going and looking for that type of information, I would much rather get it from somebody like Mary Beth as opposed to just somebody who's in general talking about personal finance. So even though the overall scope of the size of the audience is much smaller when you niche down, the likelihood that you're going to become an expert for those specific types of people within that general niche is much, much higher. And also you're able to, be a leader in the space and also connect with people more just as a result of having, you know, of serving that particular kind of person. You also want to make sure that you make as many connections as you can. And you try to get as personal as you can. That's something that I really recommend doing. Whatever space you're getting into, I mean, the best advantage you have is sharing bits and pieces of yourself because nobody's like you. And I think it's really interesting that people don't understand this, that that's the advantage you have over everybody else is nobody's like you. Nobody has those experiences. Nobody has, what you're thinking or what you can provide, specifically the way that you can provide it. A good example of this actually comes from an episode of the Smart Passive Income podcast, which is number 35. This is with the guys from theminimalist.com. They got into the minimalist sort of personal development space, which can arguably be bigger than the online entrepreneurship, online business space, because there's a lot of bloggers out there talking about minimalism and personal development, things like that. You know, there are big sites out there like zenhabits.net from Leo Babauta. Well, they came in this space, and within a year, they were making six figures publishing books, because their content was just so good and so personal, and it made incredible connections with their audience. And because when people read their stuff and it was so good, they just shared it like mad. And that's how they got to grow so big and make that much money within a relatively short period of time. Again, in a space that was very, very saturated. Now, in terms of blogging about blogging, Andrew, and for anybody else out there who's thinking about doing that, I mean, it's, I feel like the most popular thing to do is once you start blogging about something else. And, you know, I can't hate on people for doing that because I did the same thing. I found success on greenexamacademy.com building a six-figure business, and I wanted to talk about it. And I felt I had things in my own experience that I could share that nobody else was sharing. And like I said earlier, I would be able to do it, or I wanted to do it in a way that was different than what was out there. I found the holes in the market or what I felt was needed, and I brought that myself. So, Andrew, if you're going to do this, which I don't mind if you do this, I'm not going to say don't do it. It's not like I'm saying, oh, I don't want you to be a competitor. No, I think the more great content that's out there for all of us, the better. However, it has to be great. And I feel like in order for you to qualify yourself, and all, you know, not just for me, but for your future audience, you have to have some successes under your belt. I think that's where most people fall behind, is they enjoy the blogging tips from other blogs, and they have experiences blogging. They do some things that work here and there, but they don't have a core blog to really use as a case study or an example to show and teach other people. They're just simply teaching what, you know, they've learned from other people, but they're not actually using their own real examples from other blogs that they have owned and they have worked on. I think that's the biggest thing that people who want to get into the online business or blogging space miss out on. For, you know, if you think about it from an audience's perspective, why would I listen to somebody who's trying to teach me about online business where I have to potentially spend money? Why would I listen to somebody who hasn't yet created a successful online business or a successful blog? You know, you think about Darren Rouse from ProBlogger.net, which you mentioned, Andrew. He has DigitalPhotographySchool.com, which is doing really well. It's actually doing way better than ProBlogger.net. Yaro Starak, another one of my sort of unofficial mentors when I was first starting, they had, or he had, a site that dealt with Magic the Gathering cards that did really well, and a forum that did really well. I remember talking or actually hearing about that in an interview. And most of the success stories I hear out there and people in the space that I'm in, and the space that you want to get into, have that example. So I would make sure you have that and milk that as much as you can. That should be your primary way of standing out. Again, that's your what makes you you. And if you don't have what makes you you in that space, then it's not going to really stand out as much as you should. And you'll find that, yes, you might get a few people following you here and there because they like you, which is great. But it's going to be really difficult because, yes, this space is saturated. But that's not to say it's not impossible. It's definitely not impossible. And there are new blogs coming into the space every day. Many of them die out, but a lot of them come to the top because they bring something new and they have their own experiences to share as well. So, Andrew, that's my answer for you. And I hope to see you in this space, and I hope to see something new that I haven't seen before, and, you know, pulling from your own experiences and your blog or business, Andrew. So I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you so much for the question. An Ask Pat t-shirt is definitely going to be headed your way. You'll get an email from me soon. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like answered here on Ask Pat, simply head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Now, I want to thank again today's sponsor, which is Personal Capital. Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free account with Personal Capital right now. If you go to personalcapital.com/askpat, you'll be able to connect all of your accounts very securely, and then in an amazing looking dashboard, see how all of your finances are working for you or working against you, actually, and actually offer advice and help and even advisors to help you completely free, which is amazing. So again, personalcapital.com/askpat. That's what I use to keep track of my finances. And as always, I'm going to end with a quote here. And that quote comes from Dr. Henry Link. And he says, "We generate fears while we sit. We overcome them by action. Fear is nature's way of warning us to get busy." So if you fear something, maybe that means it's time to get busy. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Peace. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.